Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go! Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
It's Eddie's birthday today. Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thank
Happy
you, man.
Birthday.
Eddie will have a chance to lose his birthday gift
Thanks,
later.
Lunchbox?
By gambling. Lose it. You could lose your birthday gift.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That comes up. But first, let's go around the room and check in with everybody. He says his parenting tips that he has, we should apply. But he took his son's sports cards and made him cry.
Yeah.
It's producer Eddie, everybody. Let's go.
Not my idea. But my wife wants to try something, and I think we're going to do it.
Oh.
No, not like that.
Okay.
It's not like that. She wants to get a box, like almost like a lockbox, put it on our dinner table, and once or twice a day, she wants to lock our phones up for like 2 hours.
Good. Amy, yeah. You've talked about stuff like this, right?
Yeah, I think that's great.
Did you ever do it?
I don't know that I locked it up,
don't
but
talk
we've
about
done
it.
My
it.
Wife,
but
they have these,
do
yeah,
for you,
they do,
for
they,
me.
They sell them on Amazon. It's like a safe. Like, it looks like a food safe because I guess some people will walk up like chips and stuff.
Really?
But you can put your phones in there.
Cookies?
Candy?
Yeah, and it would only open if, like, you know, the code or a timer.
A timer.
But the problem is, as soon as I put it in, and it's like only the timer lets it go, then I need to take a picture or something.
Right.
But it's for you and all the kids?
Everyone.
I like it.
Her, the kids, me, everyone. But, I mean, I don't have a problem with my phone. So what I don't understand is if I don't have a problem, why do I have to lock my phone up?
Just to lead by example. Since you don't have a problem, who cares? But you lead by example. Your kids are like, Dad does it. Because then they won't go, well, Dad's not doing it.
That's true. That's yeah. true.
I hope she does it. Let us know.
And I guess it should be easy for me since I don't have a problem.
But you can't. All right. He's got a couple screws loose. And now online, he's leaving negative reviews. It's Lunchbox.
Amy, happy belated birthday, by the way. I know we celebrated earlier this week, but as I was sitting around the other day, I had something pop in my head, and I mean, it's not, I'm not trying to be
unkind.
Unkind?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my question is, on your birthday, does your ex-husband text you or call you and say happy birthday?
That's a good
because,
question.
Like,
good
you
question.
Text your friends, you text your family members, and I don't know where the line is.
Great question. Not unkind, by the way.
Yeah. This was the first time in like 17 years I haven't, gotten a happy birthday from him.
And how did you think about that?
It crossed my mind because I think on his birthday I sent a text, but it's fine.
Oh.
I understand. Like, we're in different situations right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I thought it was a little odd.
There's a lot of pausing here. I can feel that.
Because it's, just to be honest, you know, the divorce happened a while ago, like last summer. But you experience a lot of firsts throughout. And so when you do, it sort of hits you. And there's a moment to grieve that. But it doesn't mean that this wasn't the right thing for us or we're not both moving forward. It's just sort of like, oh, okay, we haven't experienced that part yet. Pause. Let me grieve this part, and then it'll get easier. But I've had several moments over the last, you know, whatever, 9 months where I'm like, why does this feel weird? This shouldn't feel weird. We've been divorced. We're planning the divorce. I should know. But when you spend a long time with somebody, there's just things that, you know, sort of sting for a second, and then you move on.
So it stung a bit?
A little bit, yeah. But I understand why he
so
did it.
So you want him back?
That, I don't think that means that.
Oh, but, oh, I don't at all. I was just kind of making a joke.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Amy, I mean,
I don't think it means that.
Why? I don't know why Lunchbox is curious about this.
No, okay. I don't know why.
Not to be unkind.
No, it is something that I never had thought about.
Why would you even? Yeah, why would he think about that?
Okay, but also here's the thing:
is he being unkind by even?
Or is he being
that?
Kind by trying to think of extra things about people to bring it up to be like, I was thinking about you?
Because I think when other people come into the mix and there's like dating, like I think that's where it just a lot can change. And I will say my kids were with him for spring break, and they, you know, if they're not always on it with like birthdays and whatnot, but they were like, hey, we got you gifts when we were at the beach, which I know that was probably him being like, hey kids, let's go.
That's cool.
Get your mom something. So I understand.
And also maybe what you miss is just having a consistent someone to rely on more than a romantic missing.
Yeah. And then there's also just, it's another reminder that what you thought was going to be your life isn't. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's when those moments pop up too. You're like, oh, wow, this is hitting me because now I'm reminded that something I thought was forever is not. And that is okay. But let me process this for a second.
Well, Lunchbox's pretty kind of you to think about her though and her feelings.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going to get.
You think that. It's the opposite?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I thought it was like him being super kind, like thinking about how could I think let Amy know I was thinking about her. But some depth.
If that was the case, he would say that. In this case, he said, "I'm curious." Did he say happy
but
birthday?
But curiosity isn't unkind.
Was he trying to
spark a awkward emotion?
Well, I'm still going to go with kindness.
No, literally,
I
had no idea.
I'll thank Lunchbox for the opportunity to share that because I know other people are probably going to experience similar things if they're going through a divorce, and I'm just able to give a heads up that like. Yeah, throughout the year, I feel like once you get through a full calendar year, you kind of experience a lot of different things, but you never know. Stuff pops up, and you just need to be with it.
So I thank you, too, for letting her at Lunchbox share that emotion. That's pretty kind of you.
Thank you.
One step closer to driving that Lamborghini.
Sure.
Her daughter goes by a different name at school. We all got to admit, the new name is pretty cool. It's Amy, everybody!
Yeah. Okay, so sitting next to an underperformer will decrease your productivity by 30%.
Yes. So were you thinking of Lunchbox? The same way for this segment he was thinking of you.
I got no comment.
No, I'm not.
About what?
Oh, because you sit next to Eddie.
Well, no, I mean, said no comment. You two are also by each other. Like, it's Amy, then Lunchbox, and Eddie.
Whatever, I'm between you and Mike D. I am productive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm productive because my neighbor is not productive.
But
I mean, Morgan's kind of in her own
Lunchbox
world.
Lunchbox is productive in his own way?
No, what does he do? He does nothing. Like, nothing. He does crossword puzzles. Is that productive?
Do you feel like he has the absolute easiest job on this show?
The easiest job in the world.
Because he gets paid to do what, though?
To just say whatever he wants to say. That's it.
Well, technically, he can't say whatever he wants to say
Do you think there's a skill?
Yes, he can. Lunchbox, say whatever you want.
Is there a skill? Has he had to develop a talent to do this?
No, it's just him. No, he even says it. I'm just being me. How hard is that?
Even if it's a gift,
but you have to have timing, Eddie.
Yeah. It's sort of like improv. He can, like, off the cuff,
hold on.
So good.
You guys talked over each other. Will you start over, Amy? His timing was a little off there.
Yeah, his timing's terrible.
Go ahead.
What?
I don't know.
It's all about timing, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Lunchbox, you want to say anything, man?
No, no comment.
You're not good at your job at all. You want to say anything to that?
That's great if you think that.
All right. Lunchbox is continuing to be kind and also not be unkind right there.
Right.
It's a challenge for 2 weeks.
The more positive side of this is try to sit next to productive people because that will increase your productivity by 15%. But if you're sitting next to someone
seats?
Who's not.
Yeah.
Can I sit by you, Buns?
Imagine, what if you did 15% more, Eddie? Like, do you feel like he's toxic to you?
Well, what's crazy is I should be, like, he should rub off on me because Eddie is so busy all the time. I mean, all he does is work.
No, you could sit next to Bobby and it won't rub off on
you. Oh, he's like, it's nothing. It's like a force field.
It's not possible.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying Eddie does work all the time. All he does is work.
All right, Ray, go ahead, buddy.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, his comedic timing is the best. He always is better than the rest. Bobby Bump.
Thank you. Hey, so a couple things you'll see where it's going. I think you'll find this interesting, Amy. So we go down to Tampa a couple days ago, and we shoot Too Much Access with a guy named Logan Ryan. I mentioned it yesterday. He won 2 Super Bowls with the Patriots, went to the Super Bowl with the 49ers last year, right? And so, and he has the Super Bowl rings out. We're wearing them. Big, awesome Patriots Super Bowl rings. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, man. And there's a documentary about the Patriots where this ring that I was wearing, but it's not his, it's the owner's. The owner goes to Russia, and Putin stole his ring.
What do you mean stole it?
So Putin's like, oh, let me see it. And he puts it, and then at the end, Putin puts it in his pocket and walks off.
Away.
He never got it. The owner of the Patriots never got his ring back. Putin, in front of everybody, to show like how strong he was, he just stole it, put his ring in his pocket, and walked off. And it's in the documentary, and it got to be so weird and such a big story that apparently the White House called the Patriots owner and was like, you just need to say that was a gift. And he's like, it wasn't.
For the peace of our relationship.
He just stole it.
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
It's wild. Because he was just, Putin's like, look what I can do. Oh, this looks good. Put it in his coat pocket and walked off.
That's crazy, man.
In Russia.
What would you have done? Would you have said, hey, Putin?
I'd not gone to Russia.
Yo.
First of all, you wouldn't be
okay,
doing
let's
that.
Let's just say you did.
Secondly, no one else would be touching my ring.
I don't know. I've seen like World Series guys like at a bar just like passing that ring
but
around.
But not in Russia.
No, you're right. Not in Russia.
In any other country, no one's touching my ring. So, but I thought that was an interesting thing. We had the ring that Putin stole.
That same Super Bowl.
It's wild.
All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. Let's get started. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm a guy in my late 20s. I'm in an awesome relationship with an amazing woman. We've been together for a while now. Things are going well. However, there's something that's been weighing heavily on my mind. Despite my deep feelings for her, I've never been able to say those three little words. You know what they are. I love you. It's not that I don't feel it. I do very much so, but for some reason, I just can't seem to bring myself to say it out loud. Feels like a big step. I try to show my love through my actions, but saying those three words is like lifting a cement truck off my body. The truth is, I've never said I love you to anyone before. It's not something that was common in my family growing up. I've always found it difficult to express my emotions in that way. I'm hoping you might have some advice or guidance for me. How can I find the courage to express my love for her? Is there a way to show her how much she means without necessarily saying those three words? Signed, deeply in, more than like. Get it? More than like.
Yeah, okay. I can't say love.
It feels like this is me from a time machine.
Yeah.
This is my exact story. This is a pretty easy one for me, too, in that, again, same thing. Never said it growing up. Never said it to anybody until my wife. But I would say people, not just like people need to hear those words. Those are very important words. And you kind of got to get over yourself. And this is tough love because I had to do it myself. You kind of got to get over yourself because this is all a you thing. And if you do feel it, yes, it's extremely uncomfortable because you've never done it before. But you want to do it. You feel it. There's nothing about it that is wrong. Yeah, it should feel uncomfortable, but you got to get over yourself. You got to let the concrete, whatever that analogy you made, throw the concrete off your body. Because once you do, it is like ripping that Band-Aid off then it's just so much easier. I used to practice on my dog before I said it to her. I would just talk to the dog, but I did love my dog. That's what I'm saying. I loved Stanley, my dog. I loved Dusty, my dog. And I knew I'd never said it to anybody, but I did love those dogs, so I would say it so it didn't feel completely foreign that if one day it ever happened, it wouldn't be that I just wasn't saying it. I loved those dogs.
Okay.
And so I would be like, but yeah, it was weird to say it the first time because it's so vulnerable. There's a vulnerability issue here. I get it. You know, I didn't have a dad, so it wasn't the masculinity thing that I was like, oh, I got to be a man. No, it was the vulnerability thing. And this is extremely vulnerable. You've never said it, but you have to get over yourself. And if you mean it, you better say it, because if you don't, you're going to lose it.
How often do you say it now?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time. I still probably don't say it enough in my mind as much as I feel it, but I say it all the time. 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times a day. Who knows?
Oh, wow.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Not because you saved all those I love
yous.
I can't stop.
Do y'all end every phone call with I love you?
Mostly, unless she's mad at me.
Yeah. I felt that.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I love you. Yeah. I do some real stupid stuff sometimes, though, guys.
Yeah.
So you get over yourself and just say it. The more you build it up to like the perfect moment you need to say it to, more it's not going to go very good and you're going to keep waiting. Just go home today for dinner, lunch, whatever, and be like, hey, wow, this is great. Hey, I made this dinner for you, or you made the dinner for me, or I love going out. I love you. That's it. Spit it out. the end and suck it up, or you're going to end up losing her. And no, you can't just do it with actions. You can also do it with actions, and you should also do it with actions, but you can't do it.
What about written?
Again, you're looking for ways to get around it, and that's going to feel like to her that you're looking for ways to get around it, so maybe you don't. Suck it up, buttercup. Thank you. That's tough love.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of that. Like I say I love you way too much to everything. Pizza before I eat it. I love you. That's so good.
I love you, pizza.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
Which I'm assuming maybe you do know, because I do know. Sarah Evans. So was talking with Sarah, which, by the way, she just got an invitation to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. It's pretty cool. But before the interview started, because we recorded this at my house, it was our fault. I don't want to say that for legal reasons.
Back up.
But, well, it's not. She sat in this chair that we have, that we sit in, and it dumped over.
The chair is perfectly fine, but if you sit on it,
yeah,
weird
I would
way,
call it perfectly fine.
But it's old; it's an antique chair.
Yeah,
but
it's an older chair.
She fell.
Yeah.
She fell backward and spilled her coffee everywhere, and it was just like, oh my gosh! Here's the, that.
I know. Have I met you? Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Are you okay?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh no!
First,
are you injured?
Prove that it happened.
I worked so hard on my computer.
Get out of here.
Don't move her, if her neck's broken. Oh no.
Oh no.
Let's let insurance know. Don't grab your neck. She didn't grab her neck, everybody.
Luckily, our personalities, that dynamic worked.
Yeah.
Because I didn't go, oh my God, are you okay? Let's stop the interview. I should have. I honestly should have. But I didn't. And I made some jokes, and then she made some jokes, and she kept saying she was going to sue me. Like, it would just so happen we're both kind of messed up, and we did the interview. It ended up being great. I mean, as soon as she comes back up in the chair, we had to talk about that fall. Is it that fair?
Can I cuss on your show?
Yeah, why not? Go, okay. Let me have it.
Piece of
amen.
No, I'm kidding.
And the thing is, the chair dumped over. She dumped over, but she saved her coffee somehow.
Yeah, and yeah. So I handled it all. I mean, you should have seen what my muscles were doing. It was just, they were all working, holding the coffee.
She wiped out, and the coffee's above her head still pointed in the direction of up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like a whole new respect for Sarah. Like, when she walked in, I was like, Sarah, good to see you. I already know everything about you. Because usually I'll, like, prepare. And I did, but as I was looking at the prepared notes, I was like, I already know all this stuff. And then she said, oh, it's good. She fell backward.
It was graceful.
And then I was like, oh, God. But then I saw her holding the coffee above her head. And I was like, I'm so torn on what to feel right now.
I'm dying of embarrassment, honestly. Because my legs were straight up in the air.
But you have pants on.
Thank God.
So that does.
I almost didn't wear pants. Like, nothing.
Wow.
I almost just wore this shirt, boots.
Full Winnie the Pooh. You know when someone jumps in the lake and they hold their beer over their head?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
That.
Like, some, because of the falls, went out. But, again, she was holding it up until, like, half the coffee was saved.
Priorities. The coffee was saved.
And that was what came out of her mouth. She was like, oh, my gosh, I worked so hard on this coffee. And I was like, I feel that.
Once we got the interview on track, you know, she was on Dancing with the Stars. She had to leave early because some controversy there. But we talked about her time on Dancing with the Stars.
I was on, I think, 6 weeks.
That was a long time.
I was going to win.
You think so?
I was.
You had to leave?
We have inside information that says I was winning.
It
was going to win.
Would it be for you? I could give you this gift. You can hold my mirror ball and act like you won. Wouldn't that be fun?
No, I don't even want to see it.
Will you open that curtain right there, Mike?
No. I'll just fall over in my chair again.
No, just look. Just look.
She said she didn't want to see it.
It's right there.
That is beautiful.
It is.
It's savage.
Congratulations.
Could have been. Oh, it was really hard. She then opened up, because we got pretty deep. This is Sarah Evans. We got pretty deep talking about her relationship and her husband getting arrested.
I kicked him out. I just knew that we were going to a place that was very bad. And so we stayed separated off and on for 2 years. And then January 17th of 2021, right? Or 22, he got arrested. We were across the street at our neighbors having a bonfire. And we were walking back home across the street. And so he was there. He shouldn't have been there. He knows that. It was after 1 a.m. I mean, so...
Nothing good happens after.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And so one of my children, who was with me, jumped out and started you know, why are you here? Because, you know, she was scared and police came and we were like, it's fine now, he's gone. And I think we both knew that we were meant to be together and we should be together, but we both knew that there's a serious problem. And he started realizing, I've got a serious problem and I'm going to lose everybody if I don't get this figured out, if I don't change.
The interview was so good, so in-depth. She was so generous and vulnerable. And the whole, we can't play the whole hour-long version here, but it's on the Bobbycast if you want to search it. But I do want to play her new song. And I had asked her, it's called Pride. I had asked her why she wrote this song. Here you go.
I wrote Pride because I wanted to write a song that talked about my marriage, everything that I've been going through for the last 4 years. And I also wanted to write a song about the really scary topic of abuse and addiction and what that can do to a family. And more importantly, what pride can do to a person and to relationships.
So after we did the interview, you know, she had fallen at the very beginning of the interview. We got through it as a great interview. And she had texted me later on in the day and was like, hey, my neck still hurts. Who should I call for insurance? And I responded and I sent her a picture of a very expensive chair that just looked like the one I had. I was like, who should I invoice for my chair? Like, she's funny. She has a podcast called Diving Deep with Sarah Evans. And I can just imagine like how raw it gets at times and like the most hilarious way too. You know, we talked about her marriage and where it is now because she did talk about the abuse and she talked about how, you know, her marriage now led to the center song for the album.
Right after the arrest, I sat there and I said, well, I want to write a song about pride, about, because that's my husband's issue, is he's so prideful. He was raised to be prideful. And so I told him the whole story about the arrest. I was crying and we would start writing. So there's always a center song for me on every album. And like Born to Fly was a center song. Suds in the Bucket was a center song for that album. I knew that this was the center song. So we've been in therapy for a year and a half and we've been back together, living together since November. And so we will be in therapy till we die. And it's a miraculous change. And obviously it doesn't, statistically that almost never happens. You know, it's very rare to end up where we are now.
Really enjoyed the time with her. And once it got on track, it was great. But it was really one of the more awkward early on experiences ever. I don't mind awkward, but I do feel bad for other people when they do mind awkward. And I could tell even Amy. Ray, if you play that clip of when she fell, listen to Amy. Oh, my God. Oh, here you go.
Well, I didn't know my mic was on.
Have I met you? Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
my God.
Amy's in my, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My hands were over my face, and I'm just like, I think my hands stayed over my mouth for a solid minute because I couldn't believe it.
What were your thoughts when she dumped over in the chair and wiped out completely?
Well, so I sit in that chair sometimes, and that's why I'm like, it's a little sensitive. You just kind of have to know how to sit, and I immediately felt bad.
You have to know
bad.
How to sit, Sarah, in case you're listening.
No, you have to know how to sit on the chair.
Oh, no.
Sarah knows how to sit.
Got it.
But I immediately felt, I think my oh my God and my hands in my mouth is like, oh shoot, I should have said something, but I just never could have anticipated that that would happen.
Crazy. Now that she didn't get hurt, hilarious.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
hilarious. Sarah Evans, she has an album coming out June 7th. Her tour is happening now through the middle of September. We played her new song, Pride. And just go over to Sarah Evans' website or her social media.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Randy Smalls of South Carolina has a daughter in the 7th grade. And he found out that she was bullying somebody in school.
Oh, she wasn't getting bullied.
She was the bully. And she was making fun of a kid because of the way they dressed and the way that she did her makeup. So what did the dad do? I'm going to contact their parents. And he got a hold of the victim and said, we're going to take you on a shopping spree and we're going to get you new makeup. And my daughter is going to come with us and she's going to help you pick out clothes and pick out your makeup. So they did. They went to the mall and the bully took the victim to the mall and bought her clothes, helped her with makeup. And that's how he taught her a lesson.
It's a really great dad. Man, I wonder about that, how that's going to affect every. I couldn't have done that if I were the kid. I got made fun of for all that stuff, but I was still, like, I was prideful in the fact that nobody had to help me or I didn't want help. There's no way I would have done that. I wasn't helping
as the
in my
victim.
Brain. Yeah, I'd have been like, oh, now you want to pay for my stuff?
Yeah.
And then you're going to make fun of me again?
Well, the thing was, it was the daughter's money. So the dad took...
heck yeah, let's go.
Yeah, the dad took now the daughter's talking. Money and said, we're going to make her pay for this.
Yeah,
now we're talking.
Okay, I like
how
that.
How much money does this daughter got?
Well, it's probably an allowance money, so
it's
I don't
probably
know.
All of it plus some more of his.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the lesson is there. I get a little, like, inner triggered by that. I get... You know, when I was a kid, we would go to yard sales and buy clothes, and I wear them to school, and kids would make fun of me for having their clothes on. They'd be like, oh, I used to have those shoes.
Yeah.
I used to have that shirt. And I would never have let them take me to the mall buying me stuff. But I guess if handled properly and healthily, it's a really great thing, and it sounds like that was the case. What a dad.
That's pretty cool. And both parents were involved, too, so, I mean, that helps.
Yeah, what
well.
A dad, though. That is a great story. And hopefully the girl learned something.
I don't think she'll ever do it again. Honestly.
Well, and then maybe they connected and that helps them, like, they'll have a relationship at school and maybe it'll keep her from getting bullied by other people.
Boy, that's some nuance. Yeah.
That's a crazy one. Right?
Yeah, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Elder versus Millennial, a trivia game of the generations. We had a tie last week. Let's introduce Lunchbox, our elder. He's the captain of cringe who claims all he does is win. He's trying to go 2 weeks being kind, so if he's mean to anyone, it'll bite him in the behind.
Ooh.
He gets no Lamborghini, if you know what I mean. It's Lunchbox! Lunchbox, here are your questions.
That's kind of quiet.
Well, Amy had you.
Yeah.
I know. Thank
My
you.
Hands are full of papers to play the game.
Yeah, I'm doing cameras over here.
Lunchbox, these are questions that you probably won't know the answer to, but she will.
Got it.
Her generation. Lunchbox, Lucy Hale played Arya Montgomery in what 2010s TV drama? Lucy Hale played Arya Montgomery. What show?
Lucy Hale. I know who that is, too. I've seen her. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That is incorrect.
Close,
Lauren?
Pretty Little Liars.
Correct.
Yes!
She's been on the show before. Lucy's been in studio. Yeah.
I couldn't hear the name of it.
Lunchbox, what pop star is associated with the internet meme, The Left Shark?
Katy Perry.
Correct.
Yeah.
From Katy Perry's 2015 Super Bowl performance. It's now 1-1.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, who was the first member to leave One Direction?
Malik.
I'll take it. Zayn Malik.
Yep.
Wow.
Big fan? It was a tough day when that happened.
I have no idea. I just know that he left, and then everybody's like, oh.
I don't know anything about pop culture.
Yeah, I don't know.
Secretly loves it. Can't get enough of it.
Everybody expected me to say Harry Styles.
No, we didn't.
No, actually.
No, not at all. Didn't. All right, next up, Lunchbox's opponent. She's our youngest producer. It would be the ultimate wedding gift for her to get a special appearance from Taylor Swift. It's Swiftie Lauren!
Yeah, Lauren! Oh, Andy had time to clap for that one.
Oh,
yeah. Amy was
big cheer, yeah.
Yeah.
I did both.
Oh, that's true.
Did.
Oh, I thought you said Amy.
I said Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
I'm back to the cameras, though.
Got it. Oh, yeah, go back to the cameras. Yeah. Lauren, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You see the pictures of Taylor and Travis on vacation?
Yes, as they should be.
Still going strong?
Yeah.
Do you feel like they will get married?
I still think so. Yeah, I'm still rooting for them.
If you had to bet money on it, would you bet they get married?
Yeah, I'd bet. I'd bet on it.
Okay. Lauren, your questions, these will be older generational questions. You do pretty good at the show here. This category. What does CD stand for?
Compact disc.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's good.
Darn off strong.
Lauren, which movie featured creatures that shouldn't be fed after midnight? What movie featured creatures that shouldn't be fed after midnight?
Werewolves?
That's incorrect. Lunchbox, we can steal.
Yeah, Gremlins.
Correct.
I've gotten that. Oh.
Came out strong, hit a wall.
Who's that? Her?
Because she made a comment about come out strong.
It's been tough. Okay, ready. If you get this, you're tied and we go to tiebreaker again.
Again?
If you miss it,
wow,
he automatically wins. Okay?
Okay.
No pressure.
Linda Hamilton, a.k.a. Sarah Connor, as she goes by in the movie, was the name of the protagonist against Arnold Schwarzenegger in what 1984 action movie?
The Terminator.
Correct.
Wow!
Came back.
Man, she's good.
Wow. Lunchbox, you got three questions. She doesn't get to steal. These are in her category. Are you ready? What was the name of the character played by Kristen Stewart in Twilight, the main character? What was the name?
She was Bella.
Correct.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Big fan of the movies?
Never seen them.
Okay.
Haven't.
Lunchbox, what was the name of the popular dance video game series first released in 2001 that involved timing and balance and players use their feet?
So you think you can dance?
Incorrect.
Ooh. Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That was a TV show. Yeah. You had it.
I even played that last week, man.
Last week?
It's at the Science Center.
Well, that's cool.
All right. Lunchbox.
Oh, I got cocky.
Which band's debut album, Hot Fuss, was released in 2004 and featured the hit song Mr. Brightside?
The Killers.
Correct.
Nice.
Wow.
Dang, I should have gone 3 for 3.
You should have gone 3 for 3.
You're grounded.
Who? Lauren.
My brain.
What West Coast NFL team won the most Super Bowls in the 80s with a total of 4?
The 49ers.
Correct.
Dang.
Jesus.
Lauren, what does VHS as a VCR, VHS, what does VHS stand for?
HS. Video higher system.
Almost. Video home system.
Oh,
wow.
Stupid.
And final question. Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, and John Bonham were in what classic British rock band? Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Bonham were in what classic?
I've definitely heard those names before.
Mm-hmm.
For the tie.
Come on, Lauren.
The Who?
Incorrect. Great guess.
Led Zeppelin, let's go!
Led Zeppelin.
Let's go!
He wins again. Hit that song.
Woo!
All I do is win, 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 no matter
what. God, Dance Dance Revolution didn't cost me. Ungrounded.
And every time I walk in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there. And they stay there.
I will say, Lunchbox.
I don't hear anything, Eddie. Oh,
what?
He's running cameras. He can't clap.
Yeah, I'm busy.
You knew a lot.
Yeah, he likes to think that he'll go in and be like, oh, I don't know that much. I'm not going to be good at this. But then he comes back and he knows all this stuff.
And I respect Possum, but he knows a lot of stuff that he acts like he doesn't.
Yeah.
And shouldn't
like
even be.
Like
Bella
One Direction.
Swan.
One Direction. Twilight, like, all
it's
that,
good for
yeah.
you. You're crushing it. You win again. I get it.
Do you know how I know that stuff? Is because of this show. I would never have known, like,
You're a Twilighter. We play Mr. Brightside on this.
Can we circle back on Lunchbox grounding himself? Because I feel like...
I was just being funny.
Oh, okay.
What did I miss?
Oh, you missed him.
He grounded his brain.
When he missed the question, he goes, oh, you're grounded.
I didn't hear that. I was too hosting.
Yeah, and I said, who's grounded? He said, my brain is grounded.
Because I got cocky, man.
But now you're like
the same. But I ungrounded it.
So you think you can dance? I mean, I had it, too.
Get in the corner, brain. Wait, what? Lunchbox, congratulations.
Thank you.
Lauren?
Good job, though, Lauren.
She's down 0-2.
I get it.
That's not a good job.
I gotta do better.
All right. Thank you all. Lunchbox, good job. On the phone right now, we have Tyler. Tyler, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's going on?
Good morning to you.
Morning.
I was curious, would you guys ever consider going to a concert by yourself?
I have done that. It's never the plan to do that. And I think I struggled with that early. And I don't think I had some awakening where I was like, I am strong enough to do things by myself. I just think I didn't have much friends. And so I would go, well, if I want to go, I got to go by myself. But then as I did things by myself, I realized what I had preferred to have somebody. Yeah, but I would prefer not to miss it more than the other way around. And the answer is yes. I've done a lot of stuff by myself. That's who I dated for a long time.
Dated yourself?
Yeah.
They call that. Yeah. Like, date yourself. Yeah, take yourself to dinner.
And I always consented to myself, so I never had to worry about
that. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, at the end of the night. But yes, I have, and would I prefer to have a friend? Sure. But I had some really cool experience with music when I would go by myself. Would you go to a concert by yourself?
I would. I don't think I have, but I'm not against it.
Ooh, that's a fun experiment. We should all have to go to a concert by ourselves at some point.
Okay.
Cool.
But the problem is...
I might have to go to that cover, that Leonard Skinner cover band by myself.
You have to go to the Leonard Skinner show.
No, I'm saying by myself. Who's going to want to go with me to that?
I think that's the move.
Just go by myself?
You do that and report back, and then if you liked it, then maybe Amy or the rest of us can do something.
Yeah, well, I have 4 tickets, so if you guys
should go by yourself.
All right.
What happened with that was somebody called up and was like, hey, I work for... it was a number that called Morgan.
Yeah, the Nashville Fire Department did.
And we thought maybe they were calling to let her know she had a fire. But that's not how they operate, apparently. They just show up and put it out. So she called them back on the show, and they were like, we want to know if you want to donate. But we were on. And I was like, well, we can't say no. We're on the air. And so I felt bad Morgan was in that place. So I said, here, I'll just donate the money. It was like $150 or something?
$100. Yeah.
So we donated to their cause, and they said, you get tickets to Leonard Skinner.
Yeah.
Except I heard them say Leonard Skinner tribute band.
I heard Leonard Skinner.
All Eddie heard was Leonard Skinner.
Let's go.
So Eddie goes, get the Skinner tickets. So he has the tickets.
Yeah, and it's not Skinner. It's Tuesday Gone, a tribute to Leonard Skinner.
And when is that?
That's May 11th.
Okay, so you will go to that by yourself.
It'll be a great day. What day of the week is that?
He keeps pushing him over on my desk. Like, he's trying to get rid of him.
Oh, nobody goes with Eddie, but he has
Saturday?
To
Saturday? Dude, come on.
Tuesday's Gone. They should only do shows on Tuesday.
For sure.
Yeah. Tyler, are you thinking about going to a show by yourself and you're wondering this?
Yes. Months ago, one of my favorite artists released his tour dates, and so I'd asked my best friends, we should go to this, and they were like, yeah. Nothing came up of it. And then a few weeks ago, I learned that they're going for another friend's bachelorette weekend.
That's messed up.
I was like, wow. Well, I'm going to a coach's conference in that same city on that same weekend, and I thought, hey, I could still go to this concert.
I think you should. Who's the artist? Like, what show is it?
Riley Green.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll call Riley and also get you meet and greets. You can go meet Riley if he's doing them, but you have to go by yourself. But if you want to go by yourself and you commit to going by yourself and Riley's doing a meet and greet, I will get you back to meet Riley.
Oh, that would be awesome.
But you have to go by yourself. You can't lie.
That would make going by myself worth it.
Okay, let's get her information. I'll text Riley, and we'll get her back to meet and greet. And
that's going to be so awkward when Riley's like, hey, who you were here with? I'm by myself.
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
We've met people like that.
I do meet and greets all the time, and people are by themselves.
And I think it's easy to say, yeah, I'm in town for a work thing.
It's not going to go that way. It's literally not. He's not going to be like, so.
But that's how you could answer it quickly.
Hey, he goes, you're by yourself?
He's not going to even say anything about it.
True,
I'm telling you.
True.
Tyler, stay on the phone. I will get you set up. We'll find the data and stuff. And then call us back after the show and let us know how it went. Can you do that?
Oh, I can definitely do that.
And then, Eddie, you update us on Tuesday's going.
Yeah, man, can't wait. Yeah. May 11th.
Tyler,
hey, do you want to meet and greet?
No, I'm good, dude. With the tribute band.
Okay, put her on hold. We'll get that set up. Thank you, guys.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, so if I find ants in my kitchen, I immediately freak out, try to get rid of them. But some food scientists are saying, hey, wait, you may want to keep the ants crawling around, but not just to have them on your countertops.
There's no hey, wait. Stop.
No.
Well, there's no hey, wait.
They want you to add it to the food that you're cooking. Because, research says that they have a very distinct flavor profile that can enhance a dish. And they're also nutritious, like they're high protein, fiber. They've got vitamins and minerals like iron, zinc, and magnesium.
I'm sure. However, it feels gross to us because we've always been taught that ants are an annoying bug that only is around if there are unclean things. Now, I'm sure if our culture taught us we could eat ants, and it would be beneficial, but it doesn't. It's not. And so, you food scientists, I don't know where you're from, where you went to school. We need to revoke that diploma.
That's crazy.
When I was in college, I took entomology, and we would eat. He would have this potluck day, and we'd have termite pizza and, like, ant brownies.
But they were cooked. These are, like, raw.
Well, I think he's saying cook them. I don't think he just says grab them and do a handful of, like, sunflower seeds. Yeah,
use them in dishes.
Lure them into your plate. Do honey up into your plate. Again, it does feel weird and gross. But you have to understand, we also pick and choose what animals we eat. Some are gross and some aren't. It's just the culture that we've grown up in. However, what if I fed you ants you didn't know it? Like, I was like, guys, we're having a spaghetti dinner. And you come over, you're like, dang, spaghetti's good. And the next day, I show pictures of me preparing it with ants that had been, not that I, like, found in a healthy place, but, like, it showed up because I'd spilled some milk or something.
We've all consumed it at some point or another. Like, I think there's a certain percentage that's, like, allowed to be, like, in peanut butter or something.
Ants?
For example.
When I worked at a restaurant, it's very damp, wet back there. Oh. I'll not use the M word. And it's food. It's warm. It's wet. It's food. And there are bugs. It's hard to keep them out. And so I'm sure some bugs got into some soup, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I know for sure. All right, what else?
So there's a pill. I feel like we get one of these every once in a while that could totally replace working out. Researchers are working on it. It's in a trial phase. But they say it could replace workouts as we know them. So if you're tired of sweating at the gym.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, every time.
You know what? I don't need Fauci to say anything. I'll take it. I don't need any tests. I'll take it. I think the problem would be like muscle density. I could understand if it boosts your metabolism or it. I mean, more so that. Because it's not like people will take Ozempic to lose weight because that is meant for people with diabetes. Therefore, it curbs their appetite. Therefore, they're thinner, which is what a lot of people want to achieve when they exercise and work out. So I think probably if the pill works, it's that. I don't think it makes you like work out. We have to define what workout means. Not like Eddie, who's ripped.
Yeah,
thanks, dude. Yeah.
And you know, so far they've only tested it on mice. So
I'm in. No, I'll be that guy.
Not quite ready for humans.
I grow a tail, start squeaking.
But they did say that it wouldn't just replace working out altogether. Like to your point, Bobby, it would be like for the days that maybe you can't get to the gym or you don't, it'll help you keep the benefits of the days that you've done the squats and whatnot.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of benefits. Although my pants do fit a lot tighter in my quads. Our group, because we've done a lot of legs for a year and a half. Like, we really focus on legs.
Your training team?
Way too much.
Yeah, me, Eddie, and Ben Rector, we work out 3 times a week at least. And so, but we do so much that we're not bragging, but our normal pants on our quads.
They're tight.
And legs never grew on me. Like, I would do, like, my calves are still that of a bird. But my quads are definitely tighter.
My wife mentions it all the time. Like, oh my gosh, your legs. It's just like, I've never seen them like
all
that.
All the time? Oh, my wife doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't think they're that. But I've
had skinny legs my entire life. And she's just now, like, it's just unrecognizable.
So how does it feel, Eddie?
I mean, I don't feel different.
When your wife says, hey, God.
Like, oh, I feel good. Yeah. I feel good. Give me that too.
Well, I saw this ASICS. They did this whole poll and it said that like 75% of adults think working out is a chore and they dread it.
I hate it.
Were talking about how they pulled a bunch of kids and like 75% of kids are like, no, running around, riding bikes, playing, that's fun.
That's right. Activity.
But when does it turn from fun when we're kids running around to being a chore?
Whenever we have to dedicate a specific time to it so we feel like it's an obligation.
Yeah.
And then we want to get the most out of it because we're an adult and we know that work puts in equals benefit gained.
I know, but we should just start being more childlike.
No, I'm answering your question.
I get it.
But if it was like, hey, let's work out. Eddie, I got us to pogo sticks.
I'm in. Let's go.
Okay, what else?
Okay, this...
People even know what a pogo stick is?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of like a super dated... We didn't even have pogo sticks when I was a kid. Morgan, you know what a pogo stick is?
Yeah, it's where you stand on and you jump. Yeah. It bounces.
I don't know. They probably stopped making those in the 80s, I guess, because... You'd probably die on one of those.
No, we saw a halftime show.
They still do them, but I'm saying like just to buy one at Walmart.
Remember
pogo balls?
Yes, you would stand on it. It was just a ball, and you would stand on it.
You'd also wipe out.
I didn't have that.
You can get a pogo stick. Man, they are so old school. Pogo ball was like a ball, and it had a round. Like, look, think of Saturn, the planet.
Oh, the rings. That's
you
right.
You jump up and down on it.
I did have that.
You squeeze it with your ankles like you tread up.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, I sucked at that. Oh, if you did it now, you would break.
And what about roller skating in the garage?
That sounds like a workout to me. I don't have room in my garage. I got a bunch of crap in there. All right, what else?
Okay, well, backyard retreats are a thing, apparently, and Costco wants to help everybody out, and they're selling these sheds. But the thing is, they look pretty cute, so that's why it can be called a backyard retreat.
She shed. Like a man cave, a she shed.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. And so look, if you're wanting to add this to your backyard for maybe a workspace, a workout space, zen, whatever you want to use it
for, sports memorabilia,
but they're pre-made and they look really cool. I mean, they're going to run you a couple $1,000s, but it's already prefabricated, ready to go. You just plop it down in your backyard. And Costco, I went online, they have some super cute ones. I was like, wow, that looks like you could even make it a little guest room.
It does look really cool.
Yeah.
Can I turn mine into a bar?
Yes.
I've always wanted to do that. That'd be cool.
You could do, or like a little dungeon for your big quads with your wife.
Wow.
Just saying, you do whatever you want.
That's the bedroom, dude. That's the bedroom.
Hey, maybe you need a bigger thing. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
The lottery. Everybody dreams of hitting the lottery, hitting it big, making all that money. Well, there's a mom in Illinois. She has a couple kids, and she's like, you know, I'm going to play my kids' birthdays. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use numbers from their birthdays. And the other night, the baby woke up crying. She rocks the baby back to sleep, tucks the baby in. Then she's like, man, I can't sleep. Let me get on the lottery app of Illinois, see what the numbers were for tonight. 6, 8, 16. 17 and 20. Thanks. I won $1.4 million. No word as she woke the baby up screaming.
That's crazy. You just looked to check and you went over $1 million.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm sure a lot of people do the birthday thing.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people. And I'm trying to figure out six, eight, six.
I wonder if she looks back and goes, you know, I'm so glad we induced Jonathan.
Yeah.
Because he came out a day earlier. or you know, that made her $1 million.
Yeah, like maybe the baby birthday is 6, 16, 17, and then 8, 16, 20. I'm
just
trying to figure
the day.
Oh, just maybe the day. Yeah. Maybe she has 5 kids.
Yeah, just maybe the day.
I'm just trying to come up with...
Still her strategy?
You're trying to figure it out.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work... If I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.